on the headland. I actually found it that morning. So yeah, just a trip, and yeah, it was, it looked like a log liner. I wonder what's that, you know, just, and coming up and down slowly. When I got over, it was, as I said, it was this minke whale, absolutely emaciated, absolutely, you know, nothing left of it, dragging this sort of bit of net, looking like trawl net, you know, off its sort of nose going back. We went out that day, I think there was a, who did I take out? I'd had another trip the next, you know, I think I went back in and picked up a trip and came back out. I'm trying to remember, that it was, you know, it was in the 80s or 90s, it was a long time ago. I do remember Harriet Chapman was on the boat. But I thought somebody else, another science bod, was with me. And then there was a dive speed, was on a speedboat the other side, and we found it again. And then there was a search, I think there was WDCS and Cliff Benson pulled up some money together and did a bit of a search, an aerial search for it, what they thought they were going to do when they found it. I've got no idea, especially in a plane. You know, I mean, that was hampered by a lot of fog over the next couple of days, and it just disappeared, basically. There's nothing you could have done for it. It was trawl net, it was quite heavy. It wasn't a fine monofilament, it was that sort of orange, quite thick, you know, off the trawl. Yeah.